time for our Tibbetts Talk. One of the most iconic groups of the rock era. Five decades of fantastic music, still living on the Moody Blues. And a very special live stream tribute performance from the group Go Now. We say 5 decades, and about half of that, Gordon Marshall, the drummer for the Moody Blues, played with them. And he's on the line with us this morning. And unfortunately, Gordy, we don't get a chance to meet you in person at the Tibbetts, but we will get to meet you via this live stream that you're doing. So unique, because it's also a benefit for theaters around the world. One, welcome to the show. Two, what inspired you to do this, to try to help out theaters literally around the world during this time when most of them are all shut down?
First of all, good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me on your show. It's good to talk to you. One of the reasons was, of course, that when the pandemic hit and all of the venues that we musicians would normally play in just literally shut overnight, it was a rather frightening prospect. So I sat down with the band and we sort of tried to think of a way that we could help everybody. It's not just a question of doing something for ourselves. Obviously, all our income has gone for it for a year. But unless these venues stay open, of course, we're going to have nowhere to play when we come back out and tour. So we decided to do a live stream event, which is happening this Saturday, as you mentioned. And we've partnered with, as you've mentioned, 61 theatres we've now got. And we're raising money for all of them with this live stream event.
Well, it's very, very cool. It's Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock our time is when it actually debuts for folks to be able to see this. You are not unfamiliar, though, with the state of Michigan touring with the Moody Blues, right?
That's right. I was just, when we briefly had a chat before I came on air, I was just explaining to you that I think literally every year, sometimes twice a year, I've toured around Michigan for 26 years in the end. So it sort of feels like a second home to me. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on your radio show. Michigan was always a big state for the Moodies. And it's one of the most successful areas that they played in all around, around that area. So, I know it very, very well. And hopefully, when this is all over, we'll be coming back to play for real with my band Go Now.
Oh, we look forward to that part of it. So over the years, what was the magic for the Moody Blues, do you think?
I think really it's the music. A lot of people ask similar questions. One of the things the Moodies did, and I've discovered this since I've put my own band together and we're performing this tribute to the band, the scale of their output was simply staggering. I mean, when I played with them, we had a two-hour show that we used to do, and then John or Justin would bring along one of the songs off one of the older albums, and we'd slot that in, and we'd take, another song out. But the thing I discovered when I put my own band together to pay tribute to them was literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, and they're all fantastic. Obviously, some are great, the huge hits like Tuesday Afternoon and Nights in White Satin. But I think they had a rather deep and meaningful approach to life, and that came through the music. And I think that's why their career has endured through all the fashionable sort of music that's gone on. Mm-hmm. And their music has become almost like a classical Renaissance style, if you will. There's something in there for everybody. When we do this live show on Saturday, there's everything from sort of quasi-classical music, there's out-and-out rock, there's gentle acoustic ballads, there's bluesy music. As I say, their catalog is simply astounding.
Yeah, 70 million albums worldwide sold, and 14 platinum and gold discs, and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's probably no better tribute to the Moody Blues for that. For you performing then, were you, when you joined the group, were you a little odd when you first started with it?
What do you mean when you say odd?
Were you a little, maybe intimidated a little bit at first when you first started?
No, actually, although I knew they were famous, I was a professional musician and I went through an audition process and we got on really well and I played well with the band, so they hired me. So that didn't intimidate me. What actually did intimidate me was the first gig I did with them, which was in Allentown in Pennsylvania. And it was in front of 20,000 people. And I'd never played in front of that many people before. And I'm not kidding you, my legs were wobbling as I walked on stage to a standing ovation. I mean, the Moodies were then at the peak of their career. And 20,000 people would stand and give them an ovation as they walked on. And I'd never seen anything like that in my life.
pretty amazing. Gordy Marshall, who a drummer with the Moody Blues for over 25 years, now with a group they put together called Go Now, and they've got that special tribute concert coming up this Saturday. The group you've put together, Go Now, and they'll be performing on Saturday, is a pretty phenomenal group in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I like to refer to it as a bit of a super group. The musicians that I've got in the band are extremely well known in the UK. They may not be household names in the US yet, but hopefully after this concert they will be. For instance, our lead singer is Mick Wilson, who sang for nearly 20 years with the very famous British band 10cc.
Yeah, Things We Do for Love, and yeah, exactly.
And I'm Not in Love, and all those great hits. Well, Mick sang with them for 20 years. Our bass player and singer is the bass player with James Blunt. I don't know if you're familiar with James Blunt.
Yeah.
And Robbie Williams, and the other musicians are all of equal competence and sort of the same level of virtuoso. We've actually got the flautist that we've brought in. Obviously, Ray Thomas was the original flautist in the Moody Blues. And we brought in a young girl that is the principal flautist with the Liverpool Philharmonic, but she's a great contemporary player, and she plays with us from time to time. So we brought her in on to play Ray's flute parts, and she's astounding.
All right. And you're trying to make this really true to the original arrangements, right?
Absolutely. When I toured with the Moodies, when you do a live set over and over, it sort of morphs into its own thing, and the Moody Blues live became their own thing. What I did with this band, with the Go Now band, is we literally went back to the vinyl records. We dissected every single sound. We transcribed every note. Everybody's learned it note for note. Then, when some of the guitar solos come along, my two guitarists in the band can't help themselves, and they perhaps put a few of their own licks in. But the actual songs are true to the record, or as true as we could make it to the record.
Well, I would think when this is all over, everybody in the music biz will be itching to get back out on the road and do this as you guys are now. But at least you get a chance to reach out to literally thousands of people around the world with this concert that will be streamed coming up this Saturday afternoon, beginning then, but also will be on demand actually through the end of the month. So people can purchase tickets, select the theater that they're supporting, and know that they're really helping to keep music alive once we're all done with this. So a big tribute, I guess, Gordy, to you and the rest of the crew that put this together for helping theaters get through all of this as well.
Yep, that's right. I mean, people can get tickets from our website, which is gonowmusic.com. And as I say, one third of all the profits go to the 61 theaters that we're supporting.
Very, very cool. Looking forward to it on beginning on Saturday afternoon. Gordy, thanks for checking in. And so next time you are in the U.S., let's hook up together live, all right?
That'd be great, Ken. It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye. From England, Gordy Marshall, drummer with the Moody Blues for over 25 years, and again with the band Go Now that he put together in that special tribute performance concert coming up this Saturday afternoon. Tickets at Tibbetts.org.
Nights in white satin.
And that's our Tibbetts talk.
Never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send.